This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu akbar.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وأحسن الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. We begin with the praise of Allah. We praise Him. We ask His help. We seek His forgiveness. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whoever Allah misguides, there is no one that can guide him. And I bear witness that there is no God that deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone and with no partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the slave of Allah and his messenger. We ask Allah to exalt his mention and grant him peace, and to his family and his companions and all those who follow them until the last day. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah as he deserves for you to have taqwa of him, and do not die except as Muslims. O mankind, have taqwa of your Lord who created you from a single soul and created from it its mate, and from them both he sent forth many men and women. And have taqwa of Allah, the one whose name you ask by, and fear Allah with regard to your relatives. Allah is always watching over you. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah and speak a word that is true. He will correct your deeds and forgive your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and his messenger has indeed achieved a great success. To continue, the best speech is the book of Allah, and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the worst of things in this religion are newly invented beliefs and practices, and all newly invented beliefs and practices are innovation, and all innovation is misguidance, and all misguidance is in the hellfire, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said. My dear brothers in Islam, in a hadith narrated by Imam Muslim in his Sahih, from the hadith of Abi Dharr radiyallahu an, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا ولو أن تلقى أخاك بوجه طلق. Don't belittle any good deed. لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا. Don't look down on any good deed, even if it is meeting your brother with a smiling face. My brothers in Islam, this hadith has many, many benefits that we can implement in our lives. The first and the greatest of them is that every single good deed that you do is important. You don't know which good deed is going to be the one that will tip the scales in your balance. You don't know which good deed can be the one that will take you out of the fire and out of Allah's punishment with his permission. You don't know which good deed will bring you the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't know which good deed could be the one that is the cause for Allah's forgiveness. From the things that we take from this hadith is that we don't look down on any good deed. No good deed is too small. Even if it is the smallest thing, even if it is the smallest good deed that you can do, that might be very huge and great in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal. From the benefits that we take from this hadith is that a person should never despair and never feel like there is no hope for them or no chance for them. Many people, they say, I can't do this. This person tells me about doing these big good deeds. I can't do this. Some people, we see them giving huge amounts in charity. I can't do this. Some people, we see them praying the whole night. I can't do this. Some people, they recite the Quran and every week they finish the Quran from beginning to end, but I can't do this. Some people, they sacrifice themselves and what they have for the sake of Allah, but I can't do this. It may be true that you can't do those things, or it may be true that you can't do them at this moment in time, but there is always a small good deed that you can do. Let me give you some examples of the small good deeds. The hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, اتَّقِ النَّارَ وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمْرَى. Protect yourself from the fire, even if it is only half of a date. A person might say, I don't have the money to give a large amount in charity. But insha'Allah ta'ala, everyone in this masjid has the ability to give half a date, nisfu tamra, shiqqi tamra, half a date in charity. Maybe that half a date is the one that will save you from the fire. And don't be surprised, and don't think that half a date is too small. Do you not hear the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. Whoever does even the atom's weight, the mustard seed of good, they will see it. كَمْ فِي هَذِهِ التَّمْرَ مِنْ مِثْقَالِ ذَرَّةٍ. How many dots, how many seeds can you fit inside of that half of a date? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ittaqi an-nar. You can be saved from the fire because of a half of a date you gave in charity. Because of half of a date. Somebody might say, I don't even find for myself half of a date. Then we go to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which he said, كلمتان خفيفتان على الميزان ثقيلتان في الميزان خفيفتان على اللسان ثقيلتان في الميزان حبيبتان إلى الرحمن سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم. Two words. These two words are easy on the tongue. Every one of you can say it. And they're heavy on the scales. And Allah loves these two words very much. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. Exalted is Allah in His perfection and with praise. And exalted is Allah the Most Great. Two simple things we can say. And this is just an example of the adhkar that a person can say. A small thing, maybe he says, it doesn't count anything. I finish my prayer, I say Astaghfirullah, 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 Allahumma anta as-salam wa minka as-salam, tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Maybe he doesn't think anything of it. And maybe it is worth more than the dunya and whatever is in it. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about four things, every one of us can remember them. That the person says Subhanallah, and Alhamdulillah, and La ilaha illallah, and Allahu Akbar, and it is more beloved to Allah than the world and everything that is in it. Small things that you can do, very, very small, very easy to do. Even if you are struggling with other things in your religion, even if you are struggling to do the big deeds, these small deeds, everybody can do them. Look at the example the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave. وَلَوْ أَن تَلْقَى أَخَاكَ بِوَجْهٍ طَلْقٍ. Even if you meet your brother with a smile. Every one of us can do this. Somebody comes into the masjid, or somebody goes from the masjid, or you pass somebody in the street and you smile. You smile at them. And for this smile, Allah Azza wa Jal gives you a good deed. وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. And Allah multiplies the good deeds for whoever He wants. So what do you think if you give that brother salam? What kind of good deeds will Allah give you if Allah gives you the good deed for smiling at somebody? If you smile at somebody, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you a good deed. So how about if you give that person salam? My brothers in Islam, Islam is an easy religion to follow. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرِ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرِ. Allah wants things to be easy for you. He doesn't want things to be difficult for you. This religion is an easy religion to follow. There are many, many opportunities to get good deeds. But you have to look for them. And you have to strive for them. And you have to fill your time with these small good deeds. And this is another benefit that we can take from this hadith. That this is what we should fill our time with. Yes, for sure, we try to be in the masjid 5 times a day. We try to pray with the jama'ah. We try to do these big things in the sight of Allah. But even when we are at work, even when we're in the car, even when we are sitting at home relaxing, still we can find these small good deeds. لَا تَحْقِرَنَّ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ شَيْئًا. Don't look down on any good deed. Maybe that small good deed, you didn't think anything of it. Maybe that smile that you smiled at your brother might be the reason that you are saved from the fire يوم القيامة. So fill your scrolls and fill your records with these small good deeds, as well as much as you can of the other things that Islam commanded you to do and the big things that Islam commanded you to do. And I give this message especially because some of our brothers, they only come for the Jumu'ah prayer. We only see them in the Jumu'ah prayer. And sometimes we know people find it difficult. The rest of the week, they're struggling until they come for the Jumu'ah prayer again. So don't struggle. Use this time. Fill it with the small good deeds. Perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide you through these small good deeds to the big things which please Allah azza wa jal and which make you firm within your religion. أَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ ذَنْبٍ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We begin with the praise of Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and we ask Allah to exalt the mention and grant peace to the one that He sent as a mercy to all of mankind, our messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to his family and his companions. My brothers in Islam, we're talking about a very important hadith and a very practical hadith. The statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَا تَحْقِرَنَّ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ شَيْئًا وَلَوْ أَن تَلْقَى أَخَاكَ بِوَجْهٍ طَلْقٍ أَوْ كَمَا قَالْ. Don't look down on any good deed. Don't think any good deed is too small. Don't think any good deed doesn't count. Have good thoughts of Allah. Perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive everything bad you did because of one small good deed. And that's not hard for Allah azza wa jal. But my brothers in Islam, we need to remember on the opposite side an important hadith, and the hadith is narrated by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu and others from the companions who narrated similar wordings from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he said, إِيَّاكُمْ وَمُحَقَّرَاتِ الذُّنُوبِ فَإِنَّهَا يَجْتَمِعْنَ عَلَى الرَّجُلِ حَتَّى يُهْلِكْنَهُ. He said, be careful of, be wary of the sins that people don't think are big. The sins people think they are very small sins. People think they are too small to count. Because these sins, they pile up for a person until they destroy him. So just like we have small good deeds, there are also small sins. And just like the small good deeds might be the reason for you to go to Jannah, the small sins might be the reason for you to go to the fire. These small sins, the Prophet ﷺ gave a beautiful example to explain how dangerous the small sins are. He said they gather upon a person until they destroy him. And then he gave an example. He gave the example of a man. كَرَجُلٍ بِأَرْضِ فَلَهُ فَحَضَرَ صَنِيعُ الْقَوْمِ فَجَعَلَ. He said that the example of a man who is in the desert, and the people, they come and they bring their food, and this one, فَجَعَلَ هَذَا يَجِيءُ بِالْعُودِ وَهَذَا يَجِيءُ بِالْعُودِ. This one brings one stick, and the next man brings one stick, and the next man brings one stick. حَتَّى جَمَعُوا مِنْ ذَلِكَ سَوَادًا فَأَجَّجُوا نَارًا فَأَنْضَجُوا مَا فِيهَا أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. And then from this one small stick, the next man brings another small stick, and the next man brings another small stick, and from this stick, they build a big pile of firewood and a big fire, and they burn what is in it. Look at the example. Every single person just brings one twig. And because of this one twig, a huge fire is lit. This is the example of the small sins that people don't think are important. They said it's only small, it's not important. But if you keep on doing these small things again and again, they gather against you like twigs. And from twigs you can build a very, very big fire. So a person needs to be careful about the small sins, just like they are keen to do the small good deeds. The small good deeds could be the difference for a person to enter paradise, and the small sins could be the reason that a person enters the fire. So a person should not take these two things lightly. If they take it seriously, they will strive to do as many small good deeds as they can. And if they take the sins seriously, they will strive to keep away from as many of the small sins as they can. And I will finish with just one point about the small sins. That is that the worst of the small sins is the one that you do again and again and again. Because when you do something again and again, it becomes like a major sin in the sight of Allah. This small sin, it becomes a kabira in the sight of Allah. When you do it again and again, it becomes a major sin. So the worst of these small sins, the worst of these small sins, are the small sins which people do again and again and they don't think anything of it. So the message from this khutbah is very simple. Take the small things seriously. The small good deeds, do as many of them as you can, even if you are struggling with some of the big ones. And the small sins, make sure that you keep away from them as much as possible, especially the ones that you do again and again, because they are serious in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثم صلوا وسلموا رعاكم الله على محمد بن عبد الله كما أمركم بذلك ربكم فقال قولا كريما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها دقها وجلها أولها وآخرها سرها وعلانيتها اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي فيها معادنا واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير والموت راحة لنا من كل شر برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه وآلائه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقيم